Good morning, everyone. Today is the 31st of May, Thursday morning, 2018. There's a lot in Scripture about, especially in Paul's epistles, about interaction with the other brothers in Christ. And I have had some profound experiences over the years and having some strange responses from people who are in the body of Christ, as well as having strange responses myself to things that have happened. We all get in the flesh at times. Satan would like to have us divided. He would like to cause schism. He would like to cause grief. And he has caused much grief. But God has overcome Satan. And for God's people, we are preserved in the faith of Christ. It's not our faith. The faith of Christ. Paul says, I thank God who gives me the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. I thank God who gives me victory through the Lord Jesus Christ. It's not of ourselves, lest any man should boast. It is not him that willeth, nor of him that runneth, but God that showeth mercy. And so we look at down through our lives and we see our interactions with people and we realize that God is behind everything, every event, every response, every interaction. You know, he does truly hold the whole world in his hands. He has ordained all things that have happened. I like what Kevin said the other night on Talk Show. You know, many people spend all their time talking about second causes. He prefers to spend his time talking about the first cause. In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. The earth was without form and void, and darkness was upon the face of the deep. God breathed upon the face of the waters. And he said, let us make man in our own image. And we see that God's purposes in creation was primarily for the redemption of his elect. And we also see that for those who've been chosen in him from the foundation of the world, we have a great hope. Paul says if our hope was in this life alone, we would be all men most miserable. But our hope is in a better city. We look for a better city whose foundations, whose builder and maker is God. And so, we're not looking for the state of Israel. We're not looking for a temple to be rebuilt in Jerusalem. We're looking for the new Jerusalem that's coming down out of God, out of heaven, prepared as a bride. We're looking to be an attendant at the marriage supper of the Lamb. We're looking for the time when we will say, worthy is the Lamb that was slain to receive glory and honor and power and wisdom and might. When we can praise our King of Kings and our Lord of Lords. And so this morning, I just realized that when someone responds to us in a strange manner, Peter says, think it not strange, this fiery trial that is to be set you, though some strange thing happened. Okay. We are in a spiritual battle. The battle is between the forces of evil, Satan, and the forces of God Himself. But God is sovereign over the forces of evil. Let us remember that. Let us never forget that there's more with us than be with Him. We're on the winning side. With banners unfurled, we'll tell the whole world Jesus is captain and God. There's nothing to fear when He is near. Though fierce the conflict may be, we'll never give in the fight against sin. With Christ, there is victory. There's more with us than be with Him. Lord, open our eyes to see. The mountains abound, chariots around. We're trusting alone in Thee. The devil may boast and marshal his host and fight in the battle array, but with Christ in the lead, we're sure to succeed. We're certain to win the day. Well, may the good Lord be with you this morning. Be encouraged and realize that Jesus Christ said on the cross, it is finished. God bless.